Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what we try to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how are you?
I am barely awake. How are you, sir?
I'm actually caught up on homework, like, completely.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Congratulations.
So, I'm, like, at this point, I'm just like, whatever. Nothing can bring me down.
I hear that.
It took me a while to get readjusted to college life, but now I have everything scheduled and situated. I feel good.
That's what's up, man.
If you're new to the Positive Truth, what we do is we talk about uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday to fight off the negativity in the mass media and show you that a lot of people are doing a lot of positive things in this world. And on Fridays, we talk about an issue, what the issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Or we have a wonderful positive interview, and the Friday episodes are recorded, so you can check them out on Facebook, at the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, or on YouTube, at the Positive Truth OKC. And I gotta say, we've had a little bit of audio issues. We got those resolved. And we got some videos in the actual episodes now. Not just us talking anymore. Like, we have video examples. It's pretty cool.
I know, man. Videos on videos, man. Our super producer JoJo is, like, on it, man. He's getting better each week. It's pretty dope.
Just like we're trying to get. And, yeah, we have... I have 4 positive news stories. Tim has 7.
I have 3.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. 4 plus 3 is 7. Are you sure you're caught up with homework, JP?
Oh, man.
But, yeah. I want to start, though, Tim. I got a good one.
For sure.
Do you know who Spencer Dinwiddie is?
Nope.
Spencer Dinwiddie, my bad.
No clue.
So, he's a professional basketball player. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. A lot of people don't watch the Brooklyn Nets because they're not any good.
Yeah, they haven't been good. So, yeah, I definitely don't know who he is.
Okay, well, Spencer Dinwiddie has a family foundation. And basically what the family foundation does is this, it's a scholarship program for low-income minority students. So what happens is after every single game, he auctions off game-used items that he used for himself, teammates, and opponents. And 100% of those proceeds go to benefiting the foundation. So, like, a lot of NBA players, they don't wear the same shoes each game. So Spencer will be like, hey, man, let me get those shoes. He'll auction them off. And all the proceeds just go to, like, a scholarship program for low-income minority students. And he does this every single game.
Yo, he's a hero. Like, how did you find this story out, man? This is an amazing story.
Well, no one's talking. This is one of those things where you're reading and it leads you to something else, and it leads you to something else, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, why is no one talking about this thing?
Yeah, man, this is something that definitely should get talked about, like, everywhere. More NBA players, NFL players, MLB, MLS, all these professional athletes should be doing this exact same thing. I mean, wow, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, like, what it reminds me is Iverson. I remember reading something about him where, like, he sprained his ankles really easy, so he could never wear the same pair of shoes twice, so he would just give the shoes away, like he never cared. Which is a good thing, like, right. You're giving the shoes away, but most of the time he would just give it to the same people, like, whoever wants it. So it would be like Philly training staff kids would have, like, a bunch of Iverson shoes.
Man.
But if Iverson set up a foundation like this, like, think about all the money he would raise. Because Spencer Dinwiddie is not exactly the best NBA player.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely didn't know who he is. I definitely am a fan of him now, though, for sure.
I mean, he's decent. He's good. He's going to be in the league for a couple of years. But if LeBron did this, holy cow.
Oh, Yeah, man. That was a great story. What great way to start off this episode, man. Well, my first story, man, is it's about two women and their dogs. They were actually lost at sea for 5 months. So Jennifer Peel and Tasha Fuava and their two dogs were found Wednesday after setting off from Hawaii this spring, on May 30th, basically. The Honolulu residents encountered bad weather on May 30th that damaged the sailboat engine. The Navy said in a statement, the woman decided to keep sailing, thinking that the wind would help them reach land, but it strayed them from, you know, the course that they were going on. 2 months into their journey, and long past when they originally meant to get back home, they started giving distress calls. But the issue was that the Navy said they were getting the phone calls, they just weren't getting a signal where to pick them up because they weren't close enough to a vessel or a shore station. The reason they survived, though, is they used water purifiers that they had, and they had a year worth of food supply, such as oatmeal and rice. So 5 months into this journey, they were finally caught about 930 miles southeast of Japan, which is thousands of miles away from Tahiti. The USS Ashland reached the...
Understatement.
The USS Ashland reached the damaged sailboat Wednesday morning. The Navy released video footage of the rescuers reaching the stricken sailboat. It's actually a pretty cool video. You can see the dogs barking with excitement. One of the ladies is blowing kisses at them, you know, just being grateful that they were found. So if you guys want to check it out, I just shared it to the Facebook page, so it'll be there whenever you guys are ready to look at it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I for sure was about to ask you how they survived for 5 months, but a year's supply of food is definitely safety precautions. Like, I like that. It reminds me of my mom whenever we used to go to the lake as a kid. She's like, always wear a life jacket. I'm like, Mom, I can swim. It's like, don't go too far out. And it's like, oh, safety. This is probably a good thing in case anything goes bad. They were prepared.
Absolutely, man. Probably the same time you were thinking, how did they survive, is probably the first, whenever I was thinking when I was reading this article. I was just like, yo, there's no way they lived for 5 months. This is a fake story. But a year's supply of food, that's very, very smart of them.
On top of that, that just shows you how crazy the ocean is.
Yeah, man, I don't really like messing with the ocean too much. I'll go to the beach, but that's about it.
But it is a good thing to hear a positive news story of a missing person being found.
Absolutely.
I will now put my phone on vibrate and talk about my next positive news story. So I'm going to stick NBA based. So do you know who Klay Thompson is?
I do know who Klay Thompson is. Golden State Warrior shooting guard.
Okay, so during basically his last three home games, so I think it's a home game he played and two more home games, he's donating $1,000 per point to North Bay Fire Relief because of the fires that happened in the area. And I just think it's really cool because Klay kind of scores a bunch of buckets.
I was about to say, the dude like had like a 40-point quarter. Like, what's his high in a game? Do you know? Isn't it like 70 or something?
He got 60 once on 8 dribbles.
That's impressive for people that don't watch basketball.
That also shows why shooting is the most important skill in basketball.
Man, you ain't lying.
But yeah,
I would have thrived in today's NBA basketball when I was a kid, man. I would have felt like I really could have made it. Back then, I knew I couldn't make it. I was so tiny.
I mean, to be fair, Tim, we wouldn't have made it because we're too tiny. I mean, I don't want to kill your dreams, but if you ever...
I would have had hope.
Because, you know, I used to work at the Skirvin. So I used to see all the... I used to see serve all the NBA players. I'm like, y'all are huge. Like, the average NBA player is like 6'7", 240, and that's like a guard wing player. It's like, I'm barely 6 foot. I'm 6 foot on a good day.
Yeah, I'm 5'7 on a good day. Let me stretch out while I say that.
You're always taller in the morning, Tim.
Appreciate that.
No, that's the truth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Facts. I would have never known.
But anyway, good on Clay. I think the first game he did, because there's two more coming, or maybe by the time you hear this, there's one more coming, but the first game he had like 22 points. So he donated $22,000 to Fire Relief.
Man. Shout out to Clay Thompson, man. That's awesome.
Also, Clay, everyone should like Clay because he's the most unintentionally funny person I've ever seen in my entire life. If you ever read an interview, like look up Clay Thompson China or like Clay Thompson doing the Jordan pose, Clay Thompson interview, you will be laughing.
I'm about to check that out.
Just saying, Clay's the best. Anyway, what do you got, Tim?
Well, I got this story. William Cookson recently started painting his house, but before he could finish the job, orders came in for Cookson to deploy to Kuwait with his Kansas Army National Guard unit. Now, college students in the diesel technology program at the Salina Area Technical College got word of Cookson's deployment and decided that they were going to finish the job. One of the college students was actually quoted by saying, "They're giving up their freedom and their time to take care of our rights. This is our way of giving back." Another college student was actually quoted saying as well, "Not a lot of us college kids got a lot of money, but we have a lot of time." I wanted to share that story because I thought it was really awesome, the fact that 40, not one, not two, not even 10, but 40 college students came out to help out a soldier in need, and I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. That's... I hate painting, man. Like, so shout out to them for doing that. Like, if you're like, JP, let's go paint a house for the needy, I'd be like, yeah, can I, like, pick up and carry supplies while y'all do the painting?
Yo, man, look, I painted the inside of my brother's house a long time ago, and I did not like it. It was cool for a minute, but it just takes so long. And I have to paint my house, right? Well, the inside of my house. And I was telling my runners the other day, like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I have to start getting stuff ready, you know, the house painted up and stuff. And they're like, hey, we want to help. It was like 15 kids. And I was like, you know what? I got you guys. I appreciate that. They have no idea how much I wanted that help, man. Oh, it's going to be hilarious, man. So, like, next weekend, I think they're going to come over and paint my house. So, good. Shout out to them, too.
Double win.
I'm right there with you, JP. It's not for me, man.
Wow, I was not expecting that. That was great, Tim. I like that.
What else you got for us, man?
So, I have a story of a golf tournament. Basically, her name is Emily Nash, and she won the Massachusetts Golf Association Junior Amateur Championship. There was one problem, though. She wasn't allowed to compete because she was a girl.
Ah.
Big.
So, wait a minute. So she beat a bunch of guys?
Yeah, so basically her high school didn't have a girls' golf team. And so she was just like, well, why can't I play with the boys? Which, I mean, by the way, good point.
Right, right.
So they went to her Central Mass Division III boys' golf tournament. And she won. She beat everybody.
That's what's up.
But she wasn't awarded the trophy because they're like, oh, you're a girl, you can't win.
Where is this at?
Massachusetts.
They gotta get it together, man. I don't even want to say it because I can't say that word or that state correctly.
Massachusetts?
Yeah, man. You have to try now. Massachusetts. Did I say it right? Massachusetts?
Yeah, you said it right.
All right, cool, cool. Man, I used to struggle. It would be like Massachusetts.
What happened was that as a kid, you said it wrong and everyone made fun of you and you just decided never to say it again?
It basically, I was like, yeah, 13 or so, whenever I realized I was saying it terribly wrong.
If we were 13 and you said that wrong, I definitely would have been one of those people making fun of you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was coming from all angles. I think the teacher was laughing. It was terrible for me, man.
Yeah, we continue.
But yeah, man, like, so I know here in Oklahoma City a couple years ago at U.S. Grant High School, we had a girl that wanted to play softball, right? It was in the spring, but we don't have slow pitch softball at Oklahoma City Public Schools anymore. So what she decided to do was, hey, I'm going to play baseball. And we allowed her on the baseball team. She competed and all that good stuff. Now, the same thing should happen over there if they don't have a female golf team. You know, I feel like Title IX says, hey, come compete with the boys. It's not a physical sport. It's not a disadvantage or an advantage for her being a female. So why not give her that? If she's better than everybody else, let her be better than everybody else and give her what she deserves.
Well, the reason they didn't give it to her is because they said it was a team golf event and there was only one girl. So she couldn't be a part of the team of boys that represented her school, which is weird. Golf is weird.
It should be a team of students, student athletes. It shouldn't be a team of just boys or a team of just girls if you're not going to have... Oh, that's frustrating, man.
But here's the thing, though. The guy that she, like, got second, but they awarded the trophy to, gave it to her. Like, hey, you actually won.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to that boy, man. That is amazing. And that's a positive story.
It gets even better. She was like, nah, it's cool. I understand. You can actually keep it. So she didn't even keep the trophy.
Man, I hope she becomes a professional golfer. That's what I really hope she is. She got some amazing heart. That boy has an amazing heart. These students get it. I don't understand why these adults don't get it.
I mean, hashtag the positive questions with Tim.
I like what you did there. That makes me frustrated, man. I'm sorry. It's just I see girls all the time that, like, beat guys, and people want to discredit them like they're not as equal as them or something. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, they put in the work, too. They work just as hard, if not harder, than some of you guys. So get over it. Take that L with some pride.
I mean, yeah, I just think the students did the right thing. Like, he offered her the trophy. She was like, no, it's cool. I understand why the rules are this way. I mean, to be honest, we don't really understand golf, Tim. I mean, we suck at Top Golf.
Touche.
So there might be something here. It's like there's a reason they did this. Let's hope. Let's just hope for Massachusetts State. There's a reason they didn't allow this.
I hear that, man. I hear that. Let me not go too into him.
But, I mean, like she said, of the guy that offered the trophy said he came over and said he didn't win the tournament, that I didn't offer it to me. She thought it was really nice of him and respectful. But she was like, I understand why these are that way. And I shouldn't be here, so I let him have it. And I'm like, good sportsmanship all around.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Proud of the kids, for sure.
What you got, Tim?
I have a positive police officer story out of Green Bay. So Officer Dale Robinson from the Green Bay Police Department was called to a local elementary school for a child who was not picked up. It was the end of the day, and nobody came to pick up this kid. So come to find out, the child's parents were both in jail, and the school had no other contacts for the child. It was also the kid's birthday. That's, you know, the heartfelt moment right here. So basically what ended up happening was, hold on one second, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Computer malfunction?
Yeah, computer malfunction, but I got it together. So basically what happened was, while the police officer was waiting for the school to track down a family member, the officer decided to treat him to McDonald's and gave him a ride in his cruiser. This is just a prime example of what positive things these police officers do out there. They don't always are out there doing negative things or out there messing with burglars or et cetera, dealing with criminals like that. Sometimes they have to deal with children. And the way that this police officer dealt with the children on his birthday was amazing. You know, I know when I was a kid, I wanted to get in a police car and go on a ride along type of thing. And, you know, of course, it never happened for me. The only time, you know, I've seen a police car was because I got pulled over or something. So inside of a police car. But yeah, man, he did a great job. I just wanted to, you know, shed some light on Officer Dale Robinson out of Green Bay for doing such a positive thing for this young kid.
Absolutely. That is kind of a depressing story, especially at the beginning.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But they ended up finding, you know, a family member and everything, and the police officer spent, you know, a good amount of time with this kid. So for sure, shout out to that police officer.
Absolutely. What was his name?
Daryl Robinson.
Nice. So I have one more positive news story. Are you out, Tim?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this one is about the rapper Eminem. I'm pretty sure you know who that is.
Slim Shady.
All right, so basically his publisher sued the National Party, which I don't... The National Party copyright. New Zealand because they ripped off one of his songs called Lose Yourself.
Wow.
And they basically sued them. And in the end, like, his publisher, like, they won. And Eminem got a $700,000 check. Like, his publisher called him and was like, hey, we won this lawsuit for you. After the court fees, you get $700,000. And he was just like, well, you know what we should do? We should donate this to Hurricane Harvey relief funds, because I really don't need it, and I didn't even know this was happening.
Yo, that is what's up. Shout out to Eminem.
So, yeah, that's what happened. It's really shoot. Really short, positive news story, but good job, Eminem. I like that.
Yeah, for sure, man. Unnecessary money, for sure. There's so many people. There's so many celebrities out there that get money like that randomly. Like, oh, here's a $50,000 check for some royalties, and yeah, man, shout out to him. That's what's up.
Also, I just once in my life would be that person where it's like, you're chilling, is eating breakfast, you get a call from someone like, oh, I won you $700,000. I'm depositing it right now.
Absolutely, and that would be nice.
But yeah, that's it for the positive news stories. Tim, do you want to tell people where they can find us at, or you want me to?
Man, you guys can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast. Everywhere else is pretty much The Positive Truth. I think YouTube's Positive Truth OKC. Yeah, man, we're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. I already said YouTube. Yeah, I think that's it. We're also on Instagram at The Positive Truth, so you guys check us out there. We got some cool pictures up on that as well. I do have a positive quote as well, JP. Did I miss anything, though?
I wasn't paying attention because I was looking for a quote. Just tell the truth.
No, you're good, man. I think I got everything. And besides, I know if you guys are listening, you probably heard us say it a million times. So.
Also, man, it's in the description.
Word, that is the truth. JP, man, you know we've been doing this for about a year now?
Yeah, boy.
This is crazy, right?
Yeah, and we have cool things on the way. After school's out, so we have time to, like, actually put them together. But whatever's, like, December, January, we have something cool coming. Mostly on the social media aspects. Mostly involved, like, making videos about the positive news stories we talk about and putting them out there. But you know, it's coming soon.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. So here, check this out, man. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Milton Berle.
Nice. Well, everybody go build a door and make your own opportunity today. Hopefully these positive news stories helped you out. And until next time, we're out.
Stay positive.